Y'all sounding great up here. Good morning, Living Well.
Good morning
online and here in the house of the Lord at Living Well in Dixon, Illinois. We just want to thank you for being here today with us. Tonight is the high school, junior high kickoff for, we're going to be working on a video drama that we'll be practicing every week until Easter and then performing it. So 6:30 tonight, we're going to have fellowship and pizza and show up if you can, and we'd love to have you guys. And now I just want to read a scripture for you. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. Please join us in singing.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. For me he died at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned. Till my guilty soul in glory turned to Calvary. Grace was free. There your pardon multiplied to me. There my burdens all found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given Jesus everything. Now I gladly know him as my King. My raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. There your mercy and your grace was free. There your pardon multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Was free. There your pardon multiplied to me. There my burdens all found liberty at Calvary. At Calvary. Salvation. creation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty God that God did span at Calvary. Was free. There your pardon multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, there your mercy and your grace was free. There your pardon multiplied to me. My burden so found liberty at Calvary, yeah. At Calvary.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His and have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail. Than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread slave. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords. I'd rather have Jesus than bends of laws. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than I'd rather be true to His holy. Of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Follow me, he told them, and I will make you fish for people. Immediately they left their nets and followed him.
You know, we come to Jesus, and I think sometimes in a service like this, it can be easy to get caught up in the moment of worship, and that's wonderful. We should. I tell you, I worshiped at Lost Lake today. It was a wonderful service. But remember that somebody prayed for you. And you being here today is an answer to prayer. In fact, your salvation is an answer to somebody's prayer. Amen.
Amen.
We may not know who prayed for us and all the prayers that went up on our behalf, but I can guarantee you that you've been prayed for. Your presence here today is not an accident. We're all here on purpose. As we come into a time of prayer this morning, I'd like to invite you to think a little differently about our prayer time, and that is, we do advocate for our needs, and we come to Jesus, and He invites us to do so, but I'd like us also this morning to think about who we can bring to Jesus. That particular person in your life, a mother, father, a sister, a brother, a son or a daughter that is struggling without Jesus today, right now. And during our time of prayer, we're going to sing another song, but I'd like us to think about telling Jesus about the needs and bringing someone else to the throne room of Jesus this morning as we pray. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear my burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. As we prepare for prayer this morning, remember that somebody prayed for you. And turn that around. Earnestly bring someone to the feet of Jesus this morning. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my trust. A kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, make up my troubles quickly and then. I must tell Jesus. Tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus will help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Let's sing the chorus again, just the voices. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Let's pray together.
As we're preparing for prayer, I just want to remind us that this is a time that you can come forward at an altar of prayer. We would just use probably the front seats, or you can bow right where you're at and pray this morning. Use your church body. If they see you in prayer, probably someone's praying with you. We know that some weeks are a little more difficult than other weeks. Maybe you have had just the most fantastic week that God could have provided, but for some, it's been a pretty tough week. I know I've been in prayer with some of you this week, and just again, bring that burden to the Lord and ask for His healing and His hope in that situation.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Father, our hearts are just so filled up with You today. We just thank You, Lord, for the way that You work in each and every one of our lives, Lord. As we bring things to You, Father, You bring peace to us. And Father, we just thank You for being our Lord and our Master.
Yes.
Lord, You are so faithful to us. We bring so many things to You, and You answer prayer. You give us peace, and You just walk close beside us, Lord. Father, You give us hope in the situations where we feel, Lord, there is no hope, and You lift us up. Father, we pray as we continue in worship today that You would help us to just turn our eyes to You and draw our strength from You. Help us to praise You, Lord, for all that You've done. Help us to celebrate the answers to prayer, Lord, and the way that You're leading our lives and our families. Father, we just stop for a moment and praise You. You have brought us so far. Help us, Lord, to trust in You for everything in our lives. And Lord, help us to realize that You are here. You've been walking with us all week. Father, we can reach out and we can touch You, and we can hear Your voice and maybe even feel Your breath upon us, Lord. Father, we just ask that You would be with the needs that are represented in our town, in our nation. And Lord, as we get ready to, I guess, invite a new president into office, Lord, help us to support our leaderships, not only in the nation, but here locally, Lord. We just pray for Your wisdom and guidance for them. And Father, as we think about Living Well and Lost Lake Churches, Lord, getting ready to embark on a discipleship emphasis for this year, or as we're continuing that, Lord, we just ask that Your hand would be upon it. And Father, as we think of Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Lord, you've given us the command to go and make disciples. But Lord, you offered a promise at the end. Lord, sometimes we're fearful. We're fearful of what might take place if we start to disciple someone, start to lead them, thinking of our own failures or just other fears that might come in. But Lord, you gave us the promise at the end of that, that you will be with us. And Father, we ask that as we go and we're bold for you, that you would give us the strength and the courage, Lord, to speak out in your name, to pray for someone else so that they might know who you are. Father, we ask tonight that you'd be with the teens as they begin their skit practice for Easter Sunday. Father, we just ask that your presence would be ever so close. And Lord, if there is a need represented there that we are unaware of, Lord, help us to meet that teen right where they are. Father, again, we ask you to be with us this day as we celebrate and worship you. And for these things, we will give you praise in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite our ushers to come and receive our morning tithes and offerings.